USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden signs a $739 billion tax and spending bill into law Tuesday at the White House. The president saying this is one of the most important pieces of legislation in American history.
With this law, the American people won and the special interests lost.
States that rely on the Colorado River are bracing for water cutbacks. Arizona will lose just over 20% of its annual allotment due to water levels dropping on Lake Mead. Nevada and Mexico will also face cutbacks starting in January. Amazon says the FTC is harassing Executive Chairman Jeff Bezos and their CEO. The e-commerce giant claiming the harassment is due to the FTC's request that they testify in a probe involving Amazon Prime. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A hearing on the motion to unseal search warrant materials for the FBI raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago property will happen Thursday. A federal judge scheduled the in-person event. This comes as many Republicans, including South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, are calling on the Justice Department to release the affidavit in the case.
Show your cards. Merrick Garland can't have it both ways. He can't give us the inventory, the warrant, without telling us why it was necessary to raid the former president's home, and there was no less intrusive method available. The affidavit should help us a lot understand what happened here.
The National Hurricane Center is admitting they were wrong in their prediction that this year's Atlantic hurricane season will bring an above normal average number of storms. So far, there hasn't been a single hurricane. Stocks ending on a positive note for the fifth straight day. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 239 points. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are taking a look at some of the spending going on in our nation's capital. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
As calls for the FBI to be investigated for weaponizing the department against their political opponents, one shocking discovery has come to light. FBI Director Christopher Wray has been using taxpayer money and FBI assets for his personal use. Republican Representative James Comer from Kentucky on Fox News calls it out.
We've already looked through the records at the FBI, and he has never reimbursed the FBI for personal travel. We are pretty confident that he has received a lot of personal travel on the taxpayer-funded jet that's supposed to be used for counterintelligence. So this is the type of oversight that the FBI is going to receive when the Republicans are in the majority. We're going to go down the budget line by line.
The WWE says its investigation into former CEO Vince McMahon's alleged misconduct is substantially complete. The company already revealed McMahon allegedly gave over $14 million to women in return for them to keep silent about their affairs with him. McMahon officially resigned from the company last month. Today marks 45 years since the death of Elvis Presley. Fans will make the pilgrimage to Graceland in Memphis, where the King of Rock and Roll is being honored with events as part of Graceland's Elvis Week celebration. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.